Alright, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Hentai Corner. And, got a little bit of housekeeping here. First of all, you like this game? You like, Marisa and Mari here? You know, Mistress Mari? You might want to go pick up Clo's game from Jast. It's only 30 bucks, guys. You can get it, and you can get a whole Seishoujo adventure, which is more recent and probably runs a little better than this one. It's also got a good rock and metal soundtrack. I like the... I mean, it's not all metal, but there's some rock and metal. He's always has loved guitars, so yeah, it's there. And, it's, you know, the usual Seishoujo fare. However, there's also a really nice collector's box version for 100 bucks that you can pick up. It's a pre-order right now. And I know you're like, oh, I don't want to pre-order games, but hey guys, look at this. You can actually, I think you actually get a digital version of the game when you pre-order the physical. So unlike Cyberpunk, when you pre-order the game, you got crap, you already get the game and you get a physical version later. So you get to play the whole game, and then you get a physical version right then and there. That's awesome, right? Yeah, it is. Now, there is a 1.2 patch for that game that I didn't have. I got that recently. And there's also a 1.2 patch for this that I just put on, and a restored content patch. Now, I apologize to all the guys that I've, you know, shown this to. That I didn't have the patch on, because I didn't even know it didn't have certain CGs and that they were missing. So, this will have more CGs and stuff that they weren't allowed to put in, I guess in the original version? I don't know. I don't know how many they were, and I don't even know if we saw any. But, at any rate, let's go on ahead and get started. I hope you're ready. Since you're not used to it, you might just go insane and die from all the pleasure. She brings the bottle up to my penis. You've gotta be kidding me, I don't want that stuff anywhere near my dick. After seeing what that stuff did to Mikiko, my natural reaction is to try to get away. Mikiko, don't let that dick escape. Immediately after receiving Marisa's order, Mikiko's feet clamp down on my penis like a vice. Don't try to run away, Sawatari. Ugh! The pain of having my vitals clamped roots me in place. Still unable to use my arms because of the handcuffs, there's nothing I can do to repel her. I'm very sorry, but orders are orders. Mikiko apologized after seeing me grimace in pain. A futile effort. Where exactly do you plan to escape to while handcuffed and naked? She's right. Keep a death grip on that dick, Mikiko. Don't let him get anywhere. Yes, Lady Marisa. Or Marisa. Mikiko follows orders and clamps down even harder on my penis. I struggle to get free, but my penis won't budge. All I manage is to make the pain even worse. Stop! Get that crazy stuff away from me! You need to learn when to give up. Besides, I'll have you know that this stuff is quite expensive. You should be thanking me that I'm willing to use it on a poor commoner like you. Once you get a taste of this, you won't be able to get your kicks from the normal stuff anymore. It's like being in heaven and hell at the same time. Enjoy! Marisa grins deviously as she tips the bottle over my penis. The transparent gel pours out of the bottle and drips over my penis. Ah! My penis is coated with a mysterious gel and some of it gets on Mikiko's feet in the process. A cold and gooey sensation overcomes my penis. Yeah, I can agree with that. It's probably not the greatest feeling. I wait in apprehension to see what effects it would have, and I don't wait long. After the lotion was done infiltrating my penis, I notice a change. My glands are attacked by a throbbing ache, and I can feel my penis getting more and more sensitive. Ah! It gets so sensitive that I start to feel pleasure even though I'm not even doing anything. I can also feel an uncontrollable lust starting to boil up inside of me. After taking one look at Mikiko in front of me, I'm overcome with desire for her. The effects of the drug are just as powerful as I imagined. It burns! What the hell is this? I'm thrown into confusion over the mysterious sense assaulting my member. I've already ejaculated twice, yet it feels like I've gone weeks without masturbating. My balls that were emptied of their semen just moments earlier are already full again and aching to ejaculate. Yeah, looks like this stuff works wonders on virgin penis. So how's the lotion? You like it? I'm too preoccupied with the overbearing sensation against my genitals to answer. Precum forms at the tip of my penis, mixes together with the lotion, and drips to the floor. That sounds like a yes to me. I bet you're just itching to let it all out, aren't you? Then don't just stand there. Do something! I try to move my own hips in a desperate attempt to stimulate my member, but Mikiko's strong grip locks me in place. Marisa watches my desperate struggle with a smirk. Oh god, I can't take it anymore! Help me, I'm going insane! The torture is too much to bear. I drop all concern of appearances and plead to Marisa for help. I guess I can help you. Tell me what you want me to do. Ha ha, you drag me off! Excuse me? Jack me off? Do you think you're in any position to be giving me orders? You're forgetting the magic word. But please, jack me off! I'm sorry, I have no idea what you mean by jack me off. Perhaps you could be a bit more specific? I can't take it any longer. I throw away all pride and reason and beg with her. Please, Lady Marisa, jerk off my cock! Heh, looks like you finally realize who the boss is around here. Marisa is satisfied to see how low I sink. Alright, Mikiko, go ahead and grant this poor guy's wish. Yes, ma'am. Don't worry, Sawatari. I'll ease your suffering. Mikiko softens her grip and then firmly starts rubbing my lotion-covered penis in a vertical motion. Ah! Oh! The sense of pleasure salting my lower regions is otherworldly. It's as if my entire penis has become an erogenous zone. The pleasure is incomparable to before, wouldn't you say? Thanks to the drug, your dick should be several times more sensitive now. Oh, it feels so good. I don't even know what's going on anymore. My own semen mixes together with the lotion, creating the ultimate lubricant and helping Mikiko's feet run smoothly along my pole. The lotion and the friction works together to bring me to ecstasy. I can feel the aphrodisiac soaking into the head of my penis more and more with each rub. The aphrodisiac-laced blood rushes from my throbbing penis to my brain. The effect is just as brutal as Maurice had described. My pleasure spiced with no limit in sight. How is it, Sawatari? Does it feel good? He said, I bet your dick feels real good, all covered in that lotion. I can't let you have all the fun. Let's feel good, together. Mikiko watches for a short while as I squirm under her feet, then starts to work on the vibrator stuck in her pussy. Ah! Oh! Like, oh yes, my pussy feels so good, ah! As I listen to the wet sounds of sex, my conscience starts to go dim in the face of numbing pleasure. My brain secretes chemicals in response, amplifying the feeling even further. Yeah, folks, I can't do that. But I'll basically say, yes, I can't get enough of this. Ah, ha, I can't take it anymore, I'm cooming, ah! Unable to bear it any longer, I could feel an intense wave coming on. It's hard to believe the sensation is being caused just by feet alone. Each stroke brings waves of pleasure through my entire body so intense that it feels like I'm ejaculating each time. Ah, I'm cooming! Talk about premature. It's only been minutes since your last orgasm and you're coming already? Well, you gave him this super ultra fucking ordesiac. Oh, man. Aphrodisiac. That made him just launch like crazy. It's like, he's losing his mind. He's like, oh, I gotta fap. I can't handle it. Oh my god, what is this shit? Pretty fast for a guy who told us he can't ejaculate anymore. Well, I mean, come on. Use a special drug. Anybody's gonna do weird shit. The body's gonna act in abnormal states. That's what drugs do. Right, listen to Marika. Don't be so mean to the poor guy. You just used a sex drug intended for large animals on someone who's still a virgin. Anyone else would react the same way. It's fucking ridiculous. I'm fucking killing. Hang in there, Sawatari. Come as much as you want, but do save some for me if you can. Alright, Sawatari, we're going to start the ejaculation accuracy test, so don't let it all out just yet. Can you direct your semen in the place that I indicate? I don't care where it is, just hurry up and let me come. I can't hold it in anymore. Oh man, it's coming out! I no longer have the presence of mind to do anything but plead with them. My penis is already swollen at the base, waiting to ejaculate, but my pre-cum is pure white. At this point, I'd happily ejaculate in front of a crowd of people, or even worse, if it means I get to come. Jesus. Oh my god. We'll let her do the laughing. I'm delighted that you've decided to be more cooperative. Let's see, first we'll have you aim at... The mistress ponders as she looks over at Mikiko's body. Now I thought she was gonna like point at a plant or something. You gotta hit that plant, or that painting over there. But mistress, that's a 2,500 year old painting. It's alright, we'll clean it off. Mikiko's lower body is covered in my fresh, still steaming semen, but her upper half is still relatively clean. How about you aim for that ample bosom of hers? The mistress points at her unsoiled, corpulent chest. I like that word, corpulent. Should be easy to make a target that big. I had to divert all my concentration to stop myself from coming, so I could only nod emphatically in response. Go ahead and start whenever you're ready, Mikiko. You can give him a hand too, so he can ejaculate better. Now that I have permission, I thrust my hips in order to achieve orgasm. It's coming! It's coming! Like, I'm coming too, let's coom together! Mikiko follows my lead and heads into the last spurt with her vibrator. Yeah. As Mikiko pushes the vibrator in and out harder and faster, her feet match his rhythm to her hands as they stroke me even more violently. It isn't long until the comfortable friction brings me over the edge. I'm cooming! I'm so overwhelmed by the pleasure that I was about to ejaculate without even thinking, but luckily I remember the mistress's orders at the last second. I use the last of my energy to tighten the sphincter muscles in my penis and try to set my aim for Mikiko's breasts. However, it isn't as easy as aiming your pee. The fact that I can't use my hands and that Mikiko's feet are in control of my penis served to make the task especially more difficult. Mikiko apparently realizes this as she quickly tries to adjust the angle of my tip towards her chest. Oh, well, she's helping. Hold on. It says, hold on a minute. minute. History. It says, Mikiko apparently realizes this and she quickly tries, okay, towards her chest. I thought that was right. Now, as long as I can ejaculate with the right force, I should be able to make my target. And then she says, go ahead, let it all out, cover my naughty breasts. And then he says, I'm cooming, Mikiko! I scream as I thrust forward and let out everything that I have been saving up. I can feel the thick liquid rushing through my pole with incredible force. My member throbs between Mikiko's feet as the tip opens up wide and shoots its load with great velocity. Ah! Holding it in for so long magnifies the effect. The semen propels mightily through the air. Wow, I like that. The semen propels mightily through the air and heads straight for Mikiko's breasts. Each spurt that passes through my tip is accompanied by pleasure so immense that I'm close to fainting on the spot. The sweet pleasure, magnified several times over by the aphrodisiac, is something out of this world. My semen hits bullseye, painting Mikiko's corpulent swellings in white. I'm cooming. Mikiko reaches her zenith soon after me. Her juices spray out like a fountain and her body shudders in pleasure as she bathes in my milky white cum. Ah! Oh! My reaction is hardly any different. My body shivers, drunk from the pleasure. Due to the effects of the drug, my ejaculation shows no signs of slowing down as it continues arching through the air towards Mikiko's chest. Yeah, we get it. It's still pouring out. My chest feels like it's on fire. My breasts are covered in salutary semen. Ah. Mikiko stares dreamily at the copious amount of creamy semen on her chest. Her breasts are so covered in white that they look like twin snow-covered mountains. Good lord. The syrupy semen drips into the crevice between them, forming a river between the mountains. A river between the mountains. Oh. Oh, ha! 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 I finally expel all of my semen and the stream of cum dies down. I look over at Mikiko as I enjoy the comfortable post-orgasm fatigue. My gooey cum sticks to her enormous breast with some of it dripping down. It's almost embarrassing to see the sheer amount that I had shot. Oh, you're finally done? It's about time. It's just as thick and copious an amount as ever. Oh, and it stinks. What a stench. I think my nose is going to curl. Look, mother, he got her clean on the chest, and in a very erotic way at that. He might have a future in bukkake porn, don't you think? Yes, that was magnificent, Sawatari. You nailed it on your first try. Clearly, you have a natural talent for bukkake. She got connections, folks. If you ever decide to make your debut in porn, I can introduce you to a fabulous company. I'm sure you'll be one of the biggest stars in the bukkake business. There's no way in hell I'd ever want to be a bukkake porn star. That's not why I came here. Are you sure? I want to think about that a little bit. Oh, I gotta get a car so I can get a girlfriend. I mean, that was the whole beginning of this, right? And now he's like, oh, you could be a porn star and bang all these chicks. I mean, she's telling you'd be like the next Ron Jeremy. You're like, nah. I don't know, bro. Of course. Of course, Ron Jeremy, he did some horrible shit, so we're not gonna praise him any. But yeah, let's just say, yeah, some of the some of the really good guys out there. You know who they are, I guess. I don't know. I don't know who's doing what in porn right now. Oh, please, that was just luck. He just coincidentally happened to ejaculate on our boobs, is all. Marissa interrupts the two of them with a dissatisfied look on her face. It's gonna take more than one lucky shot to convince me. Well, shoot in her eye, then. Like, there you go, you bitch, you can be a pirate. Oh, wow. Do it again, and this time get her in the face. Marissa announces, pointing to Mikiko's face. Normally, I'd say there's no way I can reach your face at this distance, but in my current condition, I have the feeling I can manage it with distance to spare. You still got a lot more tests to go after this, Marissa. It's not nice to have him overwork himself. Oh, please, you're just saying that because you want your turn to come up faster. Marika chews her lip, unable to make a rebuttal. Apparently, Marissa hit the nail on the head. Besides, I'm sure he's all on board for the idea with what with the drug completely taking over his body right now. I bet he wants to go one more time more than anyone else here. Isn't that right? She's right. I'm like a farm animal in heat. Even after all I came, it isn't enough. In fact, my manhood is so rock hard as if I never even ejaculated. Even though I had emptied my balls, they're already swelling up with more semen, just waiting for a chance to escape. Not only that, but I'm completely taken in by the intense pleasure I just experienced. If it means I get to feel that again, I'll happily ejaculate as many times as I can before I pass out. Well, mother, we can have him go one more time, can't we? Oh, all right then. Sawatari, one more time, please. This time on Mikiko's face. I'll do it. I want to do it. I reply without hesitation. That's the spirit. Looks like you're starting to learn your place here. Keep up that attitude and shoot your stinky semen for us one more time. I'll do it. Just hurry. It's like you were so opposed to it before, and look at you now. It's like your personality is totally different. And look at your balls all swollen up. I bet you won't even last a minute this time. Gotta agree with her on this. It's about time for the aphrodisiac to be taking full effect. It's gonna feel so good that it'll be like you're in heaven. Just be careful not to die from shock or else you literally will be in heaven. Whatever. Just hurry up. My thought processes are numb for the drug. I don't care if I die or not. As long as it means I get to experience that pleasure one more time. You heard him, Mikiko. It's up to you now. Use those rank feet of yours and stroke out his rank cum. Says, my pussy feels so good, okay? Mikiko is completely broken down by the pleasure as she casually fiddles with her genitals while staring off into space. Wipe that stupid look off your face. He needs to cover that stupid looking face of yours with his cum, so stop lazing around and get to work. Yes, ma'am. Just a second. Marius' voice snaps Mikiko back to her senses and she immediately wraps her feet back around my penis. Oh, that's right. I said I'd give you a reward, didn't I? I almost forgot. Here, this should help make you more enthusiastic about it. After Marisa finishes her sentence, she takes out another large vibrator from the same case as earlier. Oh lord, it's another one. Oh, here we go. It'll make a perfect fit for your lonely asshole, don't you think? For men, always answer no to this question. Always answer no. When she says, so how do you feel about me jamming this up your ass? Do you want it? Gentlemen, you say no. In this case, it's different because it's a woman, but no. In those words, she's like, so how do you feel about me putting this up your ass? No, nothing going in my ass. Like, yeah, I want it. Give it to me. Put it in me, please. Yeah, I'll bet. The second she lays eyes on the vibrator, her eyes sparkle with anticipation and she sticks her butt out towards Marisa. Whoa. Begging for it. I knew I missed something. Her anus is puckering in anticipation, waiting for the massive vibrator's invasion. Hold on a second, folks. I could have sworn my text was a little faster than this. I think it's display speed. Yeah, it's so huge that I'm worried whether or not it will even fit inside of her. Marisa shows no semblance of having the same concerns as me, however, as she lathers the vibrator in lotion and brings it up to Mikiko's anus without hesitation. Here it comes, brace yourself because this is going to be intense. Yes! She said, yes! She aligns the vibrator to her asshole and then jams it inside with one push. Oh, here it comes! Hey, that's how I feel when my paycheck gets in. Oh, here it comes! Oh man, got my money! Got my money. Or when something you order come in. Oh, here it comes. I've been waiting on this for a hot minute. The vibrator forces its way through her anus, leaving it gaping open. What the heck? Relax, would you? Are you backed up with poop or something? Please tell me you used the bathroom this morning. The vibrator gets stuck about halfway through its advance, and Marisa yells at Mikiko in irritation. She's like, yes ma'am, I did. I used the bathroom this morning. I got all the poop out. I just know you're always shitting out thick turds. If you can push something that thick out, then you should be able to push it in too. Now come on, stop being stubborn and get in there. Maria wrestles with the vibrator until it's inserted to the base. Her body goes into a rapturous fit as she screams in a queer voice. That's not what you think it means, folks. Marisa doesn't even give her a moment to rest as she immediately flips the dial on the vibrator to the highest setting. The two vibrators hum together in unison as they rotate inside both of her holes. My ass feels so good, both my front and back. This is so incredible. Man. There's so many jokes I want to make. Seeking further pleasure, Mikiko suddenly takes hold of one of the vibrators and starts shaking it violently like a deranged madman. Damn. Hey, you're not the only one. You're not the only participant in this, you know. Hurry up and get those feet to work. Mikiko follows orders and suddenly starts rubbing her feet back and forth over my penis like a piston. Ah! I almost faint from the sudden intense stimulation against my penis. There's no hint of consideration in her rough treatment of my member. It's an excruciating pleasure surges through my exposed tip, which is now several times more sensitive due to the drug. Gas! Stop! You're gonna kill me! I'm sorry, it feels so good. I can't stop myself. Getting more pleasure is the only thing left in her mind as she strokes my member violently without mercy. The intense pleasure rushes through my entire body, like a bolt. Oh, you can fix that, like a bolt of lightning. I'm in no position to savor it, however, as I have to focus all my attention just to stay conscious. Oh, my ass feels so good. That's what happens when, again, something happened to you. How you feel? Oh, my ass feels great right now. What'd you feel? It's like, man, I'm getting my money. Or you gonna go to the buffet? Oh, my ass feeling great right now. I'm fitting to eat. There's other ways you could describe your ass being in pleasure. That isn't actually your ass in pleasure. Ah, slow down, Mikiko. You're going too fast. It's so intense that it feels like my penis is going to be ripped off. Whoa. You don't want that. Each time her feet come into contact with my tip, I can almost feel my brain cells dying off from the pleasure. My screams fall on deaf ears, however, as Mikiko is only focused on satisfying her hunger for pleasure. She shows no signs of letting up on her attack. Ah! Stop! You're going to fry my brain! My begging accomplishes nothing as Mikiko starts picking up even more speed. Look at her eyes. She's like in another world right now. She's completely fucking dazed. I didn't even notice that. She is gone, folks. Nobody is home at Mikiko right now. She can't hear you. The only thing she's thinking about right now is getting off. Yep. So how are you liking it? I bet it feels so good you could just die. Marisa laughs in delight upon seeing the state I was in. She wasn't kidding when she said it would be like heaven and hell at the same time. It wasn't long until my seething semen is ready to burst from my swollen balls. I'm coming! Like, here it comes! It's like, I'm cooming! Oh, I'm cooming! After masturbating furiously like a machine built to do nothing else, she's ready to join me in orgasm. She goes off into the last spurt with an expression of ecstasy on her face. Ah, it's coming out! Wow! All that to say I'm cooming. Go ahead and coom. Just remember to get her face. Ha, okay, I'm cooming. And Mikiko, you get ready to take it in the face. Holy shit, that voice actress. Yes, cover me. Let me feel your sperm all over my face. I'm cooming. Good night. Mikiko and I wail and shiver as we face our climax together. As my vision goes a little foggy, I try to pull all my strength into my sphincter muscles and just pray my seed will make it to Mikiko's face. And the next moment, Mikiko and I achieve orgasm as the family watches. Wow. Oh, here it comes! I can feel the massive concentration of semen running through my shaft before it escapes through my open urethra, and the pleasure tears through my entire body. I'm so caught up in the ecstasy that I completely forget to aim. I just leave myself to the mercy of my orgasm. Damn! By fortunate coincidence, the semen I shoot at random sails past her chest and makes its mark on her face, which is pretty damn impressive. Holy shit. In spite of the vast amount of semen I already shot off today, the force of my ejaculation is still as potent as ever. Rapture takes hold of my entire body. It feels like my brain is leaking out of my penis together with my cum. How the hell does it feel this good? She is gone, folks. Those eyes have changed. She is damn, her eyes are damn near white. Like she has lost all sense of everything. Mikiko rises from her orgasm as she takes a water pistol of semen to her face and mouth. We get it. You're coming too. Good Lord. Oh. Hot liquid squirts from Mikiko's hole with the force of a geyser and it crosses together with my cum in the air. Not a second later and I realize the liquid is pee. We cover each other in our own liquids, but we're so absorbed in our own pleasure we simply don't care. There's more coming! Ah! It's got to be embarrassing. Oh god, I can't stop peeing. I can't stop peeing. We continue to exchange liquids until our reserves are finally tapped and our bodies are satisfied. Ugh! Ugh! Ah! 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 My orgasm finally comes to an end. My entire lower body is numb with pleasure and I can barely keep on my feet. God, he got some on the wall. I peed so much. How embarrassing. Yeah. She's just gone. I look at my face. Ah, I'm drowning in sperm. The fragrance of the cum stuck to her face indicates her as urine drips from her hole. The fragrance of the cum stuck to her face intoxicates her as urine drips from her hole. Her face is covered with so much cum that it looks like a group of men had given her a facial. The steamy milk slowly drips down and off her face. Oh, I can't stand up anymore. Oh, I can't stay up anymore. Well, yeah, but he can't stand up anymore either. I know that's gonna happen. She convulses a few times. Her eyes roll back in her head, and she collapses back against the sofa. For a second, I almost think she's dead. But her heaving chest informs me that she simply passed out. She has a satisfied expression on her face. She lies there unconscious. Fuck me, that is insane, folks. What the fuck did we just watch? I manage to pick my legs up and wobble unsteadily away from her. As big a slouch as ever, I see. Can't even go this long without passing out? What a useless wench. Marisa looks at Mikiko and mutters. Now, Marisa, she's not young anymore, you know. You should go easy on her. But over here, we have someone who's still quite ready and raring to go, I see. The mistress says, staring a hole into my groin. Oh, how I envy you, your youthful vitality. Ah, I wish you could share some of that youth with me. Just as the mistress says, my penis is just as hard as it was before I ever ejaculated. Marisa's right about the drug's effects. One or two orgasms won't be enough to satisfy this beast. In fact, all it did is make it hungrier. The feelings of content that come with my orgasm vanish almost immediately, and like a drug addict going through withdrawal, my body demands more pleasure. He managed to get her on the face, too. Now you can't complain anymore, can you, Marisa? Alright, I'm very reluctant about this, but I guess I'll give him a passing grade. Alright, next is Mother's turn. The mistress slowly rises from her chair in a gesture announcing that she's up next. Next is the semen sampling. We'll be testing the taste of your semen. You have no objections, I trust. She asks, already knowing what's going through my mind. My penis throbs the moment I hear the word sampling, and I nod emphatically without even thinking about it. There's no reason for me to refuse.
Oh.
I'll be performing this test personally. I can't wait to see what your semen tastes like. Hee hee. Oh no, here we go. She licks her lips in a sultry gesture. You mean like, you'll drink it with your mouth? It's like, of course! How else would you taste something? She answers my question with a grin. As usual, I have no idea why there's a need for this, but I've already given up on asking about these strange tests. I don't think my semen would taste very good. I've never tasted it myself, of course, so I can't say for sure, but I would venture to guess it's pretty foul. The only time you'll ever see anyone talk about cum being delicious is in porn. It's probably hard for... a man to understand. Take, for example, a girl's pee. If she's really attractive, wouldn't you love to drink it? No. Right. He said, how about no? Yeah, exactly. Semen can actually be quite addictive once you get used to it. I'd love to have you try some too if I get the chance. I'm gonna pass. I just hope that chance never comes. I think I'll die before I get used to drinking semen. Right, brother, right. See, the man's smart. He's young, but he's smart. He's like, I ain't gonna do all this shit. Besides, it's like medicine to maintain my youth. And you know what they say, the best medicine is always bitter. I think it goes without saying that not everyone's semen tastes the same. You'll have some that taste great and some not so much. That's why I have to test whether or not yours is pleasing to my palate. I'll be drinking it every day if we decide to hire you, so I hope you don't mind me judging particularly harshly in this test. Every day? Like I said, it's medicine to maintain my youth. Drinking fresh semen every day and night is my key to staying beautiful and living a long and healthy life. She reaches for the zipper on her clothes and slowly brings it down. When the zipper reaches the bottom, her clothes quietly fall to the floor, revealing the breathtaking body underneath. And yes, Mari is a hottie. If there's any suspicion over whether or not her methods of staying beautiful actually work, her body is certainly enough proof to be convincing. By the way, she also owns and manages a gym later, so she definitely gets an exercise. She definitely gets a workout. Just relax and let it all out. The gorgeous figure in front of me makes me forget to breathe. Yeah, I agree. Anyone who sees her proportions would never guess that she's the mother of three children. Yeah, okay. This sometimes does happen. It sometimes does happen, but it's super fucking rare. Super fucking rare, but it can happen. You do have some hot mamas out there that will look good, even though they've had a bunch of kids. And that's because they really work on their body, and they, just take care of himself. I don't know about the semen, but yeah. You can almost choke on a thick pheromones emanating from a ripe body. Mmm. It takes all I have to stop myself from ejaculating just from the sight alone. I do manage to stop myself, but my tip is covered with so much pre-cum that it drips slowly to the floor in a gooey string. Oh my, your pre-cum is filled with sperm and white as snow. I will tell you, this is rare. But it is possible to just literally lose your shit just looking at somebody. It has happened. It's rare, but it does happen. There's one woman or just something, you're like, wow. And you just can't believe it, and your body just reacts. Like, that shit has happened before. It's like, you got that excited just by looking at me, did you? I'm flattered. You're turning me on, too. Now come over here and I'll make you feel all better. The mistress takes me by my shoulders and leads me to the center of the room. Still handcuffed, there's nothing I can do but shut up and follow. Marisa and Marika watch as the mistress and I stand face to face in the center of the room. Next, the mistress crouches down before me. I look down and see the mistress so close to my throbbing penis that I can feel her breath on my tip. This is a really good H scene, by the way. Just really good art here. I love the look on her face there. With the handcuffs stopping my movement, all I can do is stand there and bear the sensation, waiting in painful anticipation when she'll start sucking out my semen. Ha! 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 Oh, he's still handcuffed. I forgot about that. Don't worry, I'll suck the sperm right out of those painful swollen balls to make you feel all better soon enough. She teases me, bringing her nose closer to my penis and just smelling it. She says, what a fabulous aroma. The fresh smell of virgin cock gets me every time. I think I'm gonna come just from the smell. Evidently, she's got an olfactory thing where, like, certain smells will just make her lose her shit. Oh yeah, I mean, there's definitely guys that can get off just from the smell of perfume. I guess women can get off the smell of cologne. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Like, just a good smell can do it sometimes. And a bad smell will be like, ugh! No! Go take a shower! After satisfying herself with the smell of penis, she brings her nose back. Ha! Ha! Hurry! No need to be so hasty. The more you hold it in, the better it'll feel when you let it all out. Oh yeah, just to be sure, is this your first time receiving oral? Yes. I squeak out a response. That's good to hear, but yeah, you are a virgin. I guess that should be obvious. I'll bet you will. It's an honor to be the first woman to taste your cock. To express my gratitude, I'll be sure to give you an experience you'll never forget. And I bet she's damn near a sex goddess. She can probably just do all kinds of just amazing shit. Let's start, shall we? She wraps her arms around my waist and draws me closer. I gulp as I watch my member get closer and closer to her face. It looks delicious. How about you share some of that youthful energy with me? She opens her mouth and slowly brings it over my member. Oh? She starts by kissing and sucking on the tip before eventually swallowing the entire tip. It feels so intense that it makes me pass out for a split second. After gauging my reaction, she engulfs my entire member. My penis is wrapped in warm temperature of her mouth as her long tongue teases at my tip and shaft, driving me further over the edge. I scream pathetically, unable to bear the overwhelming stimulation. Wow, listen to that disgusting scream. If he's like that now, I hate to see what his reaction will be like once we get to the real stuff. What's the real stuff, folks? Oh, come on. His reaction is natural, considering it's his first time. I'd say a virgin having no reaction at all would be a bigger problem, wouldn't you? I don't know. At this rate, I don't even think I'll get my turn. The two of them observed my struggle while sitting on the sofa and casually sipping tea. Ah! Oh! I'm in no position to leisurely enjoy the feeling of my first blowjob. I have to fight to keep standing as the pleasure mercilessly rushes through my brain and threatens to knock me unconscious. Oof! The mistress looks up at me and, regardless of seeing the state I was in, proceeds to up the ante by moving her head back and forth against my shaft. Wait! That's too much! Her thick, full lips stroke my penis as she bobs back and forth against it. Her tongue follows along with her head, crawling all over my shaft and smearing her rich saliva all over my member. The feeling is so foreign to me that it's frightening. As a virgin, everything about the experience is so fresh and stimulating. I feel stupid for ever thinking that masturbation felt as good as it did. Ah! How does it feel this good? I'm not gonna last much longer. It's too early to say that now. This was just a warm-up. This is where things really get started. She says, suddenly moving her head back and forth against my member like a piston. Whoa, wait, give me a second first. Ah! She shows no mercy as her lips move back against my shaft with her tongue dancing around the tip. Thanks to the aphrodisiacs, I'm much more sensitive than usual. Each time she makes round trip against my member, I can feel my brain cells dying from the pleasure overload. Your cock is delicious. She continues delightfully sucking on my penis, unmindful of my suffering. A viscous mixture of pre-cum lotion and saliva bubble out from her lips, and she happily swallows all of it. A wet blot starts to form on her underwear, and I realize the aphrodisiac lotion included in that mixture might have something to do with it. Oh, I'm starting to enjoy it too. Look at how sopping wet my panties are. She says, stripping off her underwear right in front of me. Underneath it is a pubic area as cleanly shaven as Mikiko's. Her neatly maintained genitals, sheen with erotic juices and the thick scent of female pheromones, drift off of it. Judging from her words and behavior, I assume it has seen quite some use. Despite that, the form and color are still as pretty as a young girl's. Ugh. Watching her suck on my member with her slit exposed pushes my excitement to new heights. Looks like your little friend is happy. Looks like your little friend is happy to see some pussy. He's spitting out more juice for me to drink. She inhales the pre-cum that flows from my tip. Ah! That's too strong! It feels like if I let my guard down, she'll suck out not just the pre-cum, but all the semen and urine along with it. It's like, I'll give you a nice look at these too. She reaches around her back and I hear a click. Her breast jiggles as her bra comes tumbling off and falls to the floor. There we go. My breath caught in my throat when I laid eyes on her breast for the first time. Though they aren't as quite as big as Mikako's, they're still far bigger than average. They're also more perky and shapely than Mikako's. The areola is of a more natural size, and the vibrant color of her hard nipples gives off a lusty sheen that makes you want to start sucking on them. Well, what do you think of my breasts? They're very hot. My mind is in no condition to do any deep thinking, and I blurt out the first stupid thing that pops into my head. Why, thank you. Now that I've given you something, it's your turn to give me something in return. And what I want is a taste of your creamy dick milk with an extra helping of sperm. Okay. My balls swell in anticipating at her words. All the semen gathers at the base of my shaft, waiting to explode. My eyes are nailed down to her breasts as they heave each time she moves back and forth against my rod. I'm completely taken in by the pleasure. I feel so good that I forget everything else, including even to ejaculate. I almost sound like a woman trying to give birth as I try to catch my breath in between each interval of pleasure. Eventually the dam starts to break and all the cum that had gathered up inside me begins to come out. The pre-cum that was oozing from my penis is soon replaced with dribbles of milky white semen. Marisa and Marika are quick to notice my current state. Marisa looks at my plump and swollen balls with a grin on her face. He's not gonna last much longer. Yeah, mother is going easy on him. But it's still pretty impressive that he managed to last this long. I bet she plans on doing her usual thing after this. It'll be interesting to see how he'll react. They're like sports commentators in a way. Oh, she went easy on him. Just wait to see the real thing. We shamelessly pursue our carnal desires as the two of them watch. She senses my climax was near and pistons back and forth even faster with her lips pursued tightly over my member. Ah, I can't hold it in anymore. I'm gonna come. I can feel my orgasm approaching and raise my voice. He didn't say deep in his voice. Go ahead, I'm ready when you are. Ah, it's coming. I can't stop it anymore. I leave my body to the pleasure and rock my hips back and forth. My urethra opens up wider and I can tell that I'm inches away from cooming. Unable to wait a second longer, the mistress prods the hole with her tongue to coax it out. Oh, here it comes! Yes, pour all your extra creamy virgin dick milk down my throat. Instead of poor, we got poor, like, poor folks. Man, they could have done some spell checking on this one, folks. I'm hit by a wall of pleasure, and I let my huge load loose inside her mouth. I'm coming! Yep, I'll bet he is. Her mouth overflows with my hot liquid in an instant. The sheer force of which I shoot my load seems to be more than she expected. She looks surprised for a moment, but quickly recovers and starts sucking it all down. Oh, she's drinking it. She's drinking my semen. Yes, drink it all. Damn, dude. The sight of the mistress drinking my cum adds an exciting spice to the already intense pleasure of my orgasm. Yes, give me more. Gulp. After gulping down all of the cum that accumulated in her mouth, she starts sucking the rest straight down from my penis like a vacuum and swallowing it down her throat. My cum is made even thicker by the drug, and I writhe in pleasure each time the gelatinous fluid passes through my urethra. Oh, it feels good. I can't stop. The drug and the pleasure help me to completely forget my shame as I continue to ejaculate in her mouth. It feels more like I'm pissing out semen than ejaculating. On the receiving end of it, all is the mistress drinking up my sperm like it's delicious honey. Ha! 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 I finally get out the last drop and my orgasm subsides. I don't even know exactly how much I ejaculated, but it felt like at least a liter. Ah! The mistress gives one last slurp in order to get all the leftover cum out from out of my urethra. When at last nothing more is coming out, she finally takes her mouth away from my member. That is a satisfied look. Look at her eyes. Satisfied. It's like, oh, now that's the stuff. Burp, and that's a light burp, by the way. Nothing like virgin semen that had 20 years to mature like a fine wine. She looks up the semen around her lips and then closes her eyes and savors the leftover cum in her mouth. So how was the taste? The mistress turns to Mark and answers her curiosity with exultation. There we are, on her face. It was absolutely fantastic. It's so sticky that it gets caught in your throat and the thick taste just lingers in your mouth. I also just love how it's so thick even that it even gets a little lumpy at times. Whoops, sorry guys. I guess some of you do want to see it. There we go, there's a full CG there. Whoops! That's the only thing I don't like about this one. Even after ejaculating so much, it was still as thick as jelly. The salinity was just about right, too. I bet it would go lovely with some wasabi and soy sauce. The smell was so thick and strong, too. Everything about it was just perfect. I get the highest praise. I think. I'm not so sure how happy I was about having the taste of my semen praised. I just don't understand how someone can find that stuff delicious. I doubt anyone sane would actually want to drink it. That's quite the rave review. That means quite a lot coming from a semen sommelier such as yourself. You must have really taken a liking to it. He's like, of course! It's like, of course, I've had semen from hundreds of men, and this definitely makes the top three. Definitely at the level where you could enter it into a contest with pride. The fact that she's had semen from hundreds of men surprises me. Doesn't surprise me, but even more surprising is that they apparently hold contests for judging semen. I'm sure it'll work wonders as a beauty agent. I can't wait to take a sample and examine it at our lab. Wow. And if we hire Sawatari, that means I get to drink every day. Ooh, excuse me. She turns her gaze to my penis with the afterglow of pleasure still on her face. I'm still hard even after all that. He says, I need more. Do you mind if I get another sample? Well, let me tell you folks, I do, because we're about at our end for today's hour of Starless. And I'll keep doing it as long as people are watching. When people stop, you know, because we have been going down a little bit. But when people stop watching, we'll go on to something else, I guess, and I will continue Starless on my own. At any rate, guys, this will be the Grim Lord, and I hope you enjoyed this sexual display of just debauchery and jokes. You know, because it's hard to read a lot of this stuff with a straight face. But I do like the mistress, and getting to see her is worth it. Anyway, yeah, you can pick this game up too at Jast USA. I don't know if it affects the sales, like if they bring Cleavage or Lewdness or anything else over. Or Sleepless, the prequel to this. I don't know if it affects that. But, you know, you buy it, you buy closed game, more chance we get more Sei Shoujo stuff. He wants to bring us more stuff. He wanted to bring us closed game. You know, Starless is still selling pretty well. People like it. People like Sleepless in Japan. It's good stuff, man. Sei's getting old, but he still can draw with the best of them. He still can write some really good scenarios, and that man knows about fetish more than anyone I've ever seen. He has some crazy stuff going on in these games. So at any rate, go ahead and pick those up if you want more of this. And I'll see you guys later. This will be the Grimlord, and I am out.